Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Carrick Lodge, good morning once again.
Good morning, Mary. Well, former Republic of Ireland international Joey O'Brien took charge of Shelburne for last night's League of Ireland game against Waterford at the RSC. The match ended 2-2 with Harry Wood scoring both goals for Shells. The sudden departure of Damien Duff as manager dominated the build-up, something Joey O'Brien addressed when he spoke to Ray Scott.
Absolutely love the manager, you know, and he'll always be my manager, you know, and he had some great times and he built this really, and where we had and the success that we've had over the last few years, listen, I don't think it would have been possible without him. But as I said to the lads, this football club is going to be here well after all of us are gone. And it was here well before all of us. And it was just one of them going out, put in a performance for yourself, for the man next to you and for the football club, you know. And we thought they all done that. I thought some of the individual performances were fantastic. The disappointing thing of the whole day is that the lads just didn't get the 3 points that I felt they really deserved. But it probably sums up our season.
The substitutions that you made, I mean, you made 5 changes for the start of the game, but the substitutions really worked for you, particularly Daniel Kelly.
Would have been just the icing on the cake, really, for him if you had that chance that it went in for him. Because I thought he's had a tough season, been injured, coming into the group, he's worked really, really hard. And here, what you're doing in the dark, you're seeing in the light, like, you know, and that would have been his moment, you know, but here, you go again. As you said, he was really impactful when he came on.
And finally, I suppose I have to say, was that an audition for yourself for the job?
Listen, I was shocked and stunned, really, as much as the whole football club was. But this is part of the game. And I spoke to the lads about it over the last few weeks, being a professional footballer and the demands. And you're a professional footballer, you're the luckiest player in the world. And the demand of performance out of yourself and demand your own standards and how you live is a constant. You know, it's a constant. And we touched on that. But I spoke to him yesterday and said, this is the other side of professional football. Something unexpected can happen like that. And it's like, whoa, what do you do? The only thing you do is you get paid by the football club to perform. That is your job. And I felt that all of them stood up there tonight and they put in that performance.
That's Joey O'Brien. Liam Boyce was on the score sheet for Derry City in their 1-0 win over St. Pat's in Inchicore. Sligo Rovers won 2-1 at home to Galway United, while Cork City and Drogheda United drew 1-1 at Turner's Cross. In the top of the table fixture at Dalymount Park, Bohemians beat the leaders Shamrock Rovers 2-0 with goals from Dawson Devoy and James Clark. Bohs are now 9 points behind Rovers in the table, although they do have 2 games in hand. Here's the Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds with John Kenny.
We were hurting from Friday. We felt we didn't turn up, but we're super fit and we're really aggressive without the ball. And I think you've got to do that. We feel we need to do that against everyone at Dalymount, but especially Shamrock Rovers, because if you give them time, they'll hurt you. And you could see the press, you know, without the ball was outstanding. But, you know, there wasn't any lack of quality when we had it as well. And I actually think when we went 1-0 up, we needed to go 2-0 going in at half time with the way we were playing. And thankfully, we got the second.
You obviously, first things first, you felt you had to shuffle your defence, didn't you?
Yeah, but come here, you know, fellas haven't played in a while and they're coming in. But look at the 2 wing-backs, Liam Smith and John Hunt, you haven't played in a while and they're coming to play 90 minutes, no problem. So we had to, but look, we're happy with what we have. We have a small enough squad, a few injuries, but there's no problem to anyone coming into play.
What is it about the Bohemians and the hex they seem to have over Rovers? 3 wins this season, 5 wins and 6 now over the last 2.
I don't know what it is, but Waterford have it over me. Come here, we always have a game plan. Stevie O'Donnell works hard to get us set up for this one, so I don't know what it is.
That's Alan Reynolds. The former Celtic defender John Clark, one of the Lisbon Lions who played in the club's European Cup win in 1967, has died at the age of 84. Clark spent over 40 years at Parkhead as a player, a coach, assistant manager and kit man. The Donegal County Board says it's regrettable and disappointing that their All-Ireland quarter-final against Monaghan has been fixed for next Saturday rather than Sunday, with the GAA rejecting their request for an extra day's recovery from last Sunday's win over Louth. A statement from the County Board points out that this Saturday's game will be Donegal's 9th championship match in the space of 12 weeks and claims that the welfare of their players were not adequately considered in the decision-making process. The GAA would probably say that the condensed season means they have to have the final played by July to clear the decks for club games so that there can't be gaps between games anymore. Now, all 4 of this weekend's quarterfinals will be live here on RTÉ Radio 1. Saturday Sport will run until 8 o'clock for commentary on Donegal versus Monaghan and Dublin against Tyrone. Sunday Sport will cover Meath against Galway and Kerry's clash with the champions Armagh. The Lions have warned Australia coach Joe Schmidt that he'll be in breach of the tour agreement if he doesn't release more Wallabies for non-test matches. Schmidt is anxious to protect his players for the test matches, but Lions chief executive Ben Calverley is insisting that fans, supporters and broadcasters want competitive build-up matches, and his comments came amid speculation that if they're unhappy with the games provided in Australia, the Lions could switch future tours to Fiji, Japan or America. The American golfer Keegan Bradley says his victory at the Travelers Championship has opened the door for him to become the first playing captain at the Ryder Cup since Arnold Palmer in 1963. Bradley is now ninth in the US Ryder Cup qualification standings with a top six qualifying, and says that while he hadn't considered playing until now, he would be comfortable leaning on his vice captains if he qualified. Emma Raducanu said she felt reassured about her safety after Wimbledon prevented a man who'd been stalking her from buying tickets for the Grand Slam that begins next week. The man was given a restraining order by Dubai police and banned from all tour events, but officials at Wimbledon had to block him following a sweep of the public ballot applicants. And finally, the Kerr Racecourse will honour the late Kevin Prendergast by running the International Stakes next Saturday in memory of the legendary trainer whose funeral takes place this morning. Prendergast trained on the Curragh for over 60 years and won 8 Irish Classics.
And that's Porrick Lodge.